USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic candidate Joe Biden are hitting the campaign trail today after last night's town halls. Former Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill tells NBC's Today Show she doesn't think they'll change anyone's minds.
Most people watched the candidate they were supporting. If there were undecided voters that watched both, I think they saw quite a startling contrast.
President Trump was repeatedly interrupted by Savannah Guthrie during his debate. Former Vice President Biden was interrupted a handful of times by ABC's George Stephanopoulos. Retail sales performed a lot better in September than expected. Retail sales jumping 1.9% last month for the biggest rise in 3 months. Sales were up only 0.6% in August. Retail analysts had forecast only 0.5% gain for September. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook from Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you, but you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.
Next week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will be introducing the latest coronavirus aid bill. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy urging his fellow lawmakers to give it a fighting chance.
I think we ought to do something about the economic consequences of the coronavirus.
Kennedy urging Democrats to agree to debate the bill and start the amendment process.
I'm willing to consider Democratic amendments to that bill, so let's do it. But it will require my Democratic friends to vote to proceed.
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson says his apology for using the N-word is sincere.
I understand, you know, people who might not know me, you know, if they might not believe it or think I'm just checking the box. And, you know, I feel like I've definitely grown more in these last, you know, 6 months than I have in the 28 years I've been alive.
Larson talking with CBS This Morning for the first time since being fired from his racing team back in April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Senate Republicans say the Judiciary Committee will issue a subpoena Tuesday to Twitter chief Jack Dorsey after the social media company blocked a New York Post article relating to Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden. Democratic Senator from Delaware Chris Coons sees nothing wrong with what Twitter did.
Facebook and Twitter have policies to not spread things that are utterly unreliable, that have been debunked, and where their origin is untrustworthy.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham sees a double standard.
Nobody in Twitter and social media shut down anything about Trump and Russia.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg also included in that subpoena. A man was arrested for trying to set a Seattle police vehicle on fire while officers were inside. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
Police officers were in a neighborhood near downtown Seattle Thursday afternoon when they were flagged down by someone concerned about a man holding what appeared to be a torch. Seattle Police Chief Sergeant Randy Husrick told Fox News that as officers tried to contact the man, he was somehow able to get the torch into a sensitive area of the patrol car, which caught fire. Officers were inside the vehicle at the time but were not injured, and the suspect was arrested at the scene.
More news always found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.